A state panel working on the once-a-decade redrawing of Wisconsin's political district meets again tonight online. The nonpartisan People's Maps Commission will again hear public and invited testimony. Soon, the panel will be working with a nationally known mathematician who says geometry can help reduce gerrymandering, the practice of manipulating voting districts for partisan gain. WUWM Innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
The GOP controlled redistricting 10 years ago, and since then, most state legislative elections in Wisconsin have not been very close. Critics say the Republicans drew the district lines to try to keep their legislative majorities. The GOP still controls both the 33-member state Senate and 99-member Assembly. Republicans argue voters simply like their ideas and candidates better, even though Democrats or liberals have won several statewide races. A rare close legislative contest occurred last November when Democrat Deb Andraca narrowly defeated GOP incumbent Jim Ott in the 23rd Assembly District that stretches from Shorewood to Saukville. And even then, as Andraca told the People's Maps Commission last month, her post-election offer to work with Republicans got the cold shoulder.
Their response was, "Good luck. You flipped a district and you have a target on your back. None of us want you to succeed at anything, and we're coming for your seat."
It's possible the 23rd district race in November of next year will also be competitive, but mathematics professor Moon Duchin says Wisconsin may need some help to make sure more districts are responsive to changes in voters' preferences. Duchin is principal investigator for the MGGG Redistricting Lab at Tufts University, which will assess draft maps drawn by the People's Maps Commission. Duchin says she approaches redistricting as a geometry problem.
Because it's basically that you take your state and you have to cut it into pieces, and it's those pieces, and therefore it's the shapes of those pieces, that have a lot of impact on the quality of representation.
Duchin says she looks for districts that seem to be drawn normally and ones that have such odd shapes that they seem unusual or extreme. She says geometry comes in when looking at more ways districts can be put together and have them be well connected internally.
Because you want them to represent community, after all. That's what districts are originally supposed to do if you go all the way back to the founding. They're supposed to show people with shared interests, supposed to bring them together so that they can have a voice in government. A good set of districts would have a lot of connections within the district, more than connections between the districts.
Duchin says data currently being collected in Wisconsin communities will go into computers.
It's going to, more than ever before, give us a way to take community data and make it, you know, synthesize it, aggregate it, and make it visible to the people drawing the lines.
UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon serves on the advisory board for Duchin's redistricting lab. He argues the lab will help come up with more neutral maps compared to ones drawn or approved by politicians a decade ago.
And you can see then the level of bias in the existing map. So what they're doing now, really for the first time, because this technology did not exist in a way that was as advanced 10 years ago. And so this will be the first time that these computer algorithms have been used to generate a proposed map that'll be more fair, more, you know, unbiased than maps that would be drawn by self-interested politicians as the alternative.
Even with a more well-defined sequence of instructions for computers, many analysts expect this year's redistricting to end up in court. But Cannon says judges have been wanting to see evidence of a better process.
Yeah, I don't know if they want more math per se, but I think they do want to have, you know, guidance in terms of, you know, how to draw a fair map.
In the closely divided state of Wisconsin, Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.